Yeah, I just got back from abroad. Yeah, I studied in Italy and I went everywhere. Yeah, abroad like changes you. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, traveling abroad is dope. I mean, even saying the word abroad makes you sound cooler.
You guys like my scarf?
Meh.
Whatever.
I got her abroad.
Oh my god, I love it.
How, whoa.
Culture queen.
Welcome, hello. Thank you so much for joining me. My name's Jeremy. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast. And if you can't tell, I have a little bit of a skip in my step. Can you hear me walking? I don't know why I said skip in my step. You obviously can't see me. I'm obviously not walking. But we are going to travel abroad here within 24 hours, possibly. What the hell time is it now? Yeah, a little over 12 hours. We're going to be starting our journey. So I'm very excited. This will be one of those ones where, kind of like before Christmas, those episodes before Christmas, I was super happy. And then the episode immediately after Christmas, it kind of probably sounded like I was a little pissed off. Yeah, you know, Christmas is amazing. And going on vacation is amazing. But especially when it's something that, you know, you don't get to do very often. My wife, Kelsey, and I have only been, well, she's been to Toronto. And I have been only now to New Zealand. So we really, we went to New Zealand a couple of years ago. And this will be my second time out of the country, and it's going to be awesome. We are going to Switzerland. If you didn't see the Facebook and social media posts, that is right. We're going to Switzerland, and I'm very excited. It's going to be awesome. So that's what we're going to be talking about this week on the Let's Make Fun podcast. Not about going to Switzerland, just traveling abroad in general. So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. We got some good social media interactions. We are going to kind of get to, I'm still debating going over this list that I have or just kind of giving my own list. Because it's fun to make fun of the lists. Again, that's kind of the point of this show, is to make fun of other people's stupidity. And, I think if you're going to put a list out there, it damn well better be good. Or I'm going to make fun of it. And either way, it's not like I'm going to ever find a good list, because I'm not going to pick that list. I'm only going to find lists that I can make jokes about. So hopefully that's good. But yeah, I mean, most of the lists that I'm finding are kind of like top 10 travel tips for going out of the country. And it's just kind of, how many lists can there be about that? It's probably like this. I can't go over every single list. But the ones that I've seen are pretty much the same, like 10, but just in a little bit of a different order. And, you know, it's just kind of stupid. So that's kind of why I wanted to maybe make my own. But then that's just another list. And I've only gone out of the country once. So what the hell do I know? I don't know. Jack. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're just going to be doing today. We're going to be talking about traveling, really just... It's not just out of the country. Some people on social media, as you'll see, kind of just talked about, you know, flying and stuff. So it's not just traveling out of the country. If you've never traveled out of the country, I was just like you a couple of years ago. Kelsey works at a travel company where they kind of build vacations for travel agents and stuff like that, and then they put them together. And Kelsey gets really good deals. So that's the only reason we're able to do this, because all we have to do is pay for the flights, and we find very cheap flights. So don't you go thinking I'm a millionaire just because we're going out of the country, because I'm not. We are not. It's just very lucky, and we're very excited. So yes, when we get back and the episode following, I'm probably not going to be very happy. But right now, man, I'm chipper. So thank you so much. We'll get to all that. But first, let's go ahead and get to what we've been getting to at the beginning of these episodes. Let's take a look at Jeremy's last week. A lot can happen in a week.
What happened to you?
That just happened.
But don't worry. We're here to get you through the tough times.
They did all that?
We missed everything because we were on our phones.
This is Jeremy's last week.
And those who are nearest to the entrance into paradise. Amen.
So something that's been happening, kind of just happened here at home, but has also happened kind of within the last week, within the last couple of weeks, at my new job. We have been using, they have like just an ice machine, like an ice maker in a very old seeming refrigerator in the break room. And I have been dabbling in the cold ice water market recently. Normally, I'm not a huge fan, but it was just the water was not cold, and you know, and it's been so freaking GD hot that I've been needing ice at home everywhere. So I've been getting some ice in my water, and what the hell is up with ice sometimes? Like it, you're drinking the water and it smells like you're drinking shit pellets, like frozen shit pellets in your water. I'm assuming that has to do with the refrigerator / freezer, but why does it smell the exact same from my house and the office refrigerator? Are they the same? I don't know. You tell me. Come to my house and go to my work. Unless you work at my work, then just come to my house and tell me. Or if you live at my house, Kelsey, go to my work and tell me. It doesn't make sense because, and here's the thing. It's not, our refrigerator at home doesn't make ice. We do it the old fashioned way. We have some ice trays, you know, we fill it with water, freeze it. Why does it taste like shit? Maybe we left the ice in there for too long. We got some big bags of ice, that football game that we played. What was that, last weekend? Oh, dear God. 2 weekends ago, I believe now. Yeah, because we went camping last week. That was another thing on Jeremy's last week we'll get to. 2 weeks ago, we got some ice, so we've been using that. And that ice is perfectly fine in the water. Never have I ever, take a drink, had to smell shit in the last couple of weeks while drinking water. So it's been nice. But the stuff at work and now this stuff that I just froze and put in my water, it smells like shit. So I guess maybe we just need a new refrigerator, both at work and here at our house. Those seem cheap, huh? That's a cheap fix. Just for some ice to not smell like shit? I don't think so. I think we'll just deal with, maybe we'll get some more bags of $2.99 bags of ice. It's not that big of a deal, I guess. But yeah, so we did. We went camping last weekend. Went camping for the first time this year. I did go ahead and get a day fishing license because, my dear God, every other year I get an entire season fishing license, and I go maybe 2 or 3 times, and it pisses me off. I love fishing. I love it so much. We went to a river this last weekend. We camped on a river, and I caught the only fish. I don't know what the hell it was. I tried looking it up. I couldn't figure it out. If you know more about fish, and maybe I'll figure it out within the next couple of weeks because we won't have an episode next week. We'll be in Switzerland still. But in the next couple of weeks, maybe I'll be able to figure it out. But it was a very narrow fish. It looked like a trout while I was like reeling it in. It was very narrow. It wasn't as wide. Is that what it would be called? Wide from bottom to top? Like if it's laying there from its belly to its top, it wasn't that wide. It was very narrow. And then the mouth looked like a duck bill. It looked like a duck fish. And it was only, I mean, it might have been a foot long. I don't know. If you know anything about fish, please, God, let me know. I've been trying to figure it out. It said we thought it might have been a sturgeon when we were, my mom and I were there looking at it. But then we looked up sturgeons, and yes, they did look that way. But most of the ones we found, they looked like they were like 6 feet long. So maybe this was just a baby, but I don't know. It looked like a, everything else looked like a trout. It just, the front of it, the mouth area looked like a duck almost. It had very sharp seeming teeth, and it was narrow. So please let me know if you know. But other than that, it was awesome. We went for two nights down near Colorado Springs. Not near Colorado Springs. It was pretty far west of Colorado Springs, but I'm not telling you where it is because it's already freaking overrun with a bunch of loud, stupid people and kids being extremely loud and annoying and not disciplined by their parents. The place that we usually go to the other side was just like, it almost seemed like Lord of the Flies, where it was like the entire campsite was just a bunch of 8-year-olds, like 5 to 8-year-olds. I don't even think I saw any parents, but there were like 35 kids. It seemed horrible. Thank God we were on the far end. But having that area was right next to a fence. Like it was just a steel fence. It was private property. So it really didn't even feel like camping. The actual spot that we got sucked for the most part because of that, it was kind of like, if that fence wasn't there, we would have had a perfect access to the river, which we thought we had because in the pictures, it looks like there's no fence. In the pictures, it looks like you could just walk right where that fence is and go straight to the river, which we could have, but apparently there's a stupid private property fence now, and it kind of really enclosed us and made us, it didn't really feel like fishing or camping. It kind of felt, I mean, we were camping, obviously we had a fire and tents and everything was camping. It was just, there was a fence right next to us. It felt weird. It felt like Wilson could have been on the other side like, hey, howdy, neighbor. Although we would have been able to see his whole face and body because it was just one of those see-through steel regular fences. But no, that was cool. Camping is amazing. And especially we have a bunch of easy to stuff sacks. Like out of context, that sounds weird. But what I mean is our sleeping bags and tent are both like you don't have to like roll them up and shove them into a sack or anything like that. The only downside with that, with the tent, is that I barely fit in it. Now, I was so tired both nights that I slept quite well. But other than that, like I have to bend my legs and it's rather uncomfortable. But other than that, it's very nice because the next morning, the only real thing that we do have to still do it the old fashioned way is we have sleeping pads and you like blow them up. They're not really thick or anything. They only blow up to like 1/2 inch, 3/4 inches or so. But when you have to pack up and leave, you have to get all the air out, then you have to roll them up, then you have to roll them up again, then you have to roll them up again until they finally fit into the little sack that they come in. So that's really the only crappy part about it. But other than that, camping is awesome. I know we talked about glamping a couple of weeks ago, and still getting a lot of feedback, not from my episode specifically, because again, I'm not Joe Rogan or a murder podcast, so nobody listens, really. I mean, you're listening, so I really do thank you for it. But really, I was talking with one of my new coworkers, and it just happened to be about glamping because they thought having an RV was glamping, and no, it's not. That's having an RV and going camping like it's always been. Glamping is a new stupid word that people just came up with because there's glamping sites. With those giant tent things that are just stationary that people like rent out. That's glamping. Having an RV or a camper is not glamping. It's camping with an RV or a camper. So that's my thoughts on it anyway. And then lastly, there's one thing I wanted to go over, and I'm not going to ruin anything because you can watch it for yourself. it might ruin it. You might figure out what I'm talking about. Hopefully you've already seen it because you're most likely as excited as we were to see that this was on Netflix. But if you were a child of the 90s, you watched a show called Rocco's Modern Life with Heifer and Rocco and... Oh, my God. We just watched the freaking thing and the turtle thing and the fat or the big heads. Amazing show from the 90s. They had it's like a 45-minute special on Netflix. And we're like, oh, sweet. They're like making new things. And it's very possible maybe they are making like new episodes and just putting a new episode out every once in a while. Kind of like the bands that you hear on here. None of them, Johnny Denver does kind of seem like he's putting out albums. But for the most part, all the other bands you hear on here, Matt and the Skeleton Crew also seem to be putting out albums. But all the newer songs, Romance and Rebellion, As Fire Falls, Half Hearted, stuff like that, seem to just release singles as opposed to an entire album. And maybe Rocco's Modern Life is doing single shows, single episodes, instead of entire seasons. Because it was 45 minutes, and I mean, from what I remember, Rocco's Modern Life was only like a 15-minute, or not 15-minute, like a half-hour show. So really like 20, 21 minutes without commercials back in the day. But Rocco's Modern Life decided to take all of the nostalgia of a great show from our childhood and crap it all down the toilet because it had to go with the times. It's one thing, I think, to, in the 90s, have an episode like they had where you're the only one coming up with that idea. But to come up with an idea now, and I say come up with an idea loosely because they didn't come up with an idea. They're just writing the nowadays wave of how everybody thinks and how everybody seems to act like this is the only thing anybody is anymore, and make a children's show into a political type of stance on something. And they didn't have a good reasoning for it. I won't give too much away, but Rocco seemed to be kind of hesitant to it. And then the only thing he had to say, instead of having any sort of, you know, thoughts or anything like that, the only thing he said was, okay. And then everything was changed. His entire mind was changed. Oh my God, it was so stupid. I don't get it. I don't really understand why this show had to just ride the wave of what everybody else is doing right now, and you can't just have a TV show anymore. You can't just have a throwback nostalgic train that, you know, a bunch of people probably would have just enjoyed if it were just a TV show, just a kid's show about stupid animals that can talk and be funny. But they had to take this stupid political stance, and it really ruined the entire series, really. It's just, I still love that show from the 90s, but it just goes to show that people nowadays have no imagination anymore, and it's really crappy to see. So that's why I'm hoping everybody likes this show instead of all of the Joe Rogan or famous people shows, or just shows about deaths that nobody has been able to solve. So hopefully you're enjoying this show. Hopefully, who cares what I think? If you liked Rocco's Modern Life's new stupid show, then whatever. That's fine. It has like 100% Rotten Tomatoes rating, which just tells me right there that nobody knows anything about having an original idea or thought nowadays, because they saw that it had a high rating, so they also gave it a high rating. There's no way. That show it wasn't even funny. The show, this new thing wasn't even funny. And then it did something stupid. So, and I hope you realize that I'm not against that. I'm not anything like that. I love everybody in my life, And I just hope you know that's not how I actually feel. I just was hoping for a TV show to entertain me and entertain. It would have entertained kids. It would have entertained these people, I'm sure. Even if it had nothing to do with it. And they just had to do that. It just drives me insane. Have an original idea, somebody, please. That's all I ask for. So if you're still around and you haven't shut off this episode, I appreciate it. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with some social media comments when the Let's Make Fun podcast returns. What's up, everybody? This is Jeremy from the Let's Make Fun podcast here on N3Entertainment.com. If you haven't listened to my show yet, what the hell is wrong with you? You get to listen to some of the best up-and-coming music, listen to my stupid and frustrating takes, and every once in a while, we even have a professional on to make us a little bit smarter about whatever in the hell we're talking about that day. It's the Let's Make Fun podcast here on the Not Normal Network. Check it out. Hey, you made it back. Thank you for sticking around. My name's Jeremy. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast, and that is As Fire Falls. The song's called Never Needed You, and if you like that, go check them out on Spotify. Go check them out on YouTube. Just Google them. They're everywhere. Again, that's another one that I think is just a single. Still hoping to get some more new stuff. Their most recent song was Transcendent from a couple of months ago. So I'm hoping they will have more coming up soon because they are badass. And I love me some hardcore music. Hardcore metal, screamy stuff is usually my favorite. So I appreciate any time we get some new music from them. And really any new music from any of our bands. I like all of the genres of music that we play here on the Let's Make Fun podcast. Notice that I'm not trying to reach out to up-and-coming country artists. No up-and-coming... I don't know. I guess that might be the only type of stuff I won't listen to. I like old country. Like, old school Johnny Cash. Just like, I don't know, 50s sound. I don't know. I like that stuff. Elvis... I like old stuff when it comes to country. But the new shit, oh my God, that Kane Brown guy. I think we talked about this on the Let's Make Fun of Famous Musicians. Oh my God. How is any of that even country where it's like half hip-hop sound, half... like he's got a twang to his voice, kind of, so that's country? God, I hate country music. They have like their own music award show that's like aired on ABC. I think. I really try to avoid all of it. I'm pretty sure they do, though. Like the American Country Awards, or I don't get it. I understand. I'm pretty sure it's like the most popular music in the United States. It's horrible. It's absolutely god awful. So, you guys, everybody that likes country, keep listening. Feel free. Stay away from my kind of music and let our concerts be affordable and at the smaller venues where you can actually enjoy yourself. So please, please continue to have your shitty music played in the giant places. But thank you so much for sticking around. We will now get to the social media interactions. We didn't do one last week. Like I said, I didn't want to hear a bunch of crap about kids' parents like mad that I was making fun of their kids holding signs that they were forced to hold about going back to school. And I haven't heard anything yet. So in 10 years, when this show becomes really popular, parents are going to be pissed at me. So I can't wait for that. But let's just start now with some comments from social media. And now it's time for... Hey, bro, do you do that Soshmead? Soshmead? Comments from social media. That's right, folks. Comments from social media. I said a couple of years ago I hadn't ever been out of the country. This week we'll be taking our second trip abroad, and this time we're heading to the land of the Swiss. And no, I won't be eating that nasty-ass cheese. And then what are your favorite and least favorite things about traveling out of the country? And that we'll discuss this week. So I did get some interaction. And again, this week we are going to Switzerland. It's going to be sweet. Hopefully. And we're hearing that it's supposed to rain, which would really put a damper on this entire trip. If we can't see the mountains from the trains and stuff, that'd suck. Travel halfway across the country, halfway across the globe to go see some sweet views and awesome-ass Swiss Alps and the Matterhorn. And you can't see it because of clouds. I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. So that better not happen. So that's kind of our plan. What's yours? We had a couple of interactions here, so let's get to them. Squilly Timmons, let's make fun favorite, also known as Dylan. He says the lack of freedom is what he doesn't like about traveling out of the country. I think Squilly, or Dylan, is obsessed with the 4th of July, I bet. It's not that big of a deal. I told him, we're not going to Canada. I mean, you know, Switzerland is pretty free, I think, there. They're neutral about stuff. I don't know what their laws are. I bet you could kill a person just as much as you're allowed to kill a person here in Switzerland. I almost feel like the United States is a little too free. Like, go smoke your weed somewhere else. I'm sick of smelling it everywhere and dealing with it every place I go, driving down the highway and I get like a buzz and I'm like hungry because of it. I don't like it. But thank you, Dylan. Thank you for your smart ass remark. Although I'm sure you're being serious. A lot of people do like freedom. I'm so-so about it. Kathleen Smith. Next, she says, I love the history of going to other countries. The U.S. is so young. I hate that I buy so much stuff. I usually need to mail stuff home or buy another suitcase. And yes, we're actually about to see if our plan is going to work out. We are using small suitcases for our clothes, but we got, like, normally I never have a personal item traveling. I just hate carrying too much stuff around. But instead of hauling, when we went to New Zealand, we hauled like the most gigantic suitcase ever, which is nice. It's nice because it fits everything we ever need. But we had the giant one and then one small suitcase. And then Kelsey had like a personal bag and stuff like that. So this time we each have a small suitcase. Shout out to our in-laws, Becky and Marlon, for letting us use their other small suitcase. And then we both have a personal bag now. So we are hoping that we can fit some stuff back into like some sort of bag. We're hoping to bring some sort of presents or souvenirs, I don't know, something But that's kind of what we're going for right now. And as far as the history of going to other countries, yeah, I'm not super into the whole like Europe. I know Switzerland is in Europe, so that kind of throws a wrench into that. But I mean, like Paris and like England, all that stuff. I really don't care about that. It's too those places seem too pretentious for me. People are gonna think that I care and like tell me stuff about things I don't care about, and I just will probably want to be like, where was Ross when he bought those pants or something? I don't know. That makes zero sense. I don't care about London or Paris or any of those places. But history is cool, sure. So thank you, Kathleen. We are going to hope that we're able to fit some stuff into suitcases, though. That's for damn sure. Next, we've got Samantha Olson from our glamping episode. She says, wow, Switzerland's on our next time list. For hopefully next time they go traveling, they want to go there. So they want to get some pointers from us. So we will do our best to give you some pointers. And then she says, and let's make fun of Google Translate. It's not word for word making you sound like a bigger tourist / idiot. Pretty sure all of Spain hated Eric and I. Sad attempts to order food. I didn't even know this was a thing. So I told her, like, why don't you just, I'm planning on, if it comes to this, because we're going to have a tour guide, I think, for most of the things we do. I don't know if they'll be at every like dinner that we have or anything like that. So it might be a little hard to order. We don't speak whatever the hell language they speak there. Dutch? Is it Dutch? German? I think German is like the big one. But I'm just planning on like, if I see something that somebody else is eating, I'm just going to point at them and then point at my stomach. And then hope that the waiter understands that that's what I want. I've also heard rumors that most of Europe, they do take English as a second language. It's like a requirement growing up there. So hopefully there'll be some sort of good communication. So I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, Google Translate. I had no idea that was a thing. I heard about it today at work, and I now have heard it from Samantha Olson. So I might have to, I don't know if that's a thing you download. Is that an app? Or is that just something like you type it in to Google if you say, like, translate this to German or something? Is that what that is? Or is it an actual app? So I'll have to look that up and see, because I want to see how many things I can mess up. So thank you, Samantha. I appreciate it very much. Next, we've got Lucy Patterson. She says, I hate flying. People are extra ornery. The first time and like 12th time I read that, I kept thinking she was saying extraordinary or extraordinary. But she's saying people are extra ornery. Sardine can feelings creep up inevitably. Always get to the seat. Then the next dude. Oh, I always get the seat next to the dude sneezing or coughing their head off. And they don't know how to cover their mouths. Screaming kids. Sorry, moms and dads. No movies. And it's always too hot. Have I said enough about how I hate flying? But the upside is the destination is always worth it. And that is true. I am unfortunately 6'4" to 6'5"-ish. Rather large human being. And not a millionaire. So we cannot get like those first class or business class. I've never even really gotten the emergency exit aisle where you get a little bit of extra room if you promise to help in a horrible accident. I always found that funny. Like, yeah, I'll help. We're probably going to be dead, but sure, I'll help if that happens. I've always tried to get those seats, and they're never available. And it's also stupid that you have to pay extra for that. It should just be like a random drawing, like at the gate. She'd be like, oh, guess what? You win. You get the cool seats if you want them. I don't like that at all. It's been hard. The flight to New Zealand a couple of years ago was one of the most uncomfortable, I think it was 12 hours of my life. Because we were lucky though. We had the entire row to ourselves, so nobody was in between us or in our row at all. So we were able to kind of lay down. Kelsey is a much smaller human than I am, so she was able to get a little bit more of a lay down than I was able to, but it was rough. So luckily this flight will be a little bit shorter. We do fly to Philadelphia tomorrow first, and then from Philadelphia to Switzerland. It's about an 8-9 hour flight. So it's a little bit shorter, but still is going to be rough. And I also heard, we looked it up, there's no freaking movies, like, in the back seat. When we went to New Zealand, you had, like, a beautiful screen in front of you. You got free movies. You could, like, just click whatever button you wanted. You could listen to music. You could watch movies, TV shows. It was awesome. And there were a shitload of movies. And now, American Airlines, they have, like, a thing that you could use their app. But we can't download the app on the tablet thing that we have. So we're going to have to use our phones. I know, first class problems, but still, first class, first world problems. But still, it's an 8-hour, 9-hour flight. We're going to have to look at our tiny screens if we want any entertainment, because most likely I'm not going to be able to sleep because the freaking seats are tiny. So my backup plan, if that all is going down, is to get like 4 or 5 Jack and Cokes in me and hopefully fall asleep or just feel really fun and happy on the flight. It's what I'm hoping for. Who knows how it'll actually go down, because those are also like $7 or $8, I'm pretty sure. And they might have like a limit that you're not allowed to exceed. But we'll see. I have no idea. So thank you, Lucy. Those all do sound horrible. Flying is not great, but at least you're short. No offense. At least you're not 6'5". How's that? You're not sure. You're just not 6'5". Next, we have Pamela Hodges Wright. She says the flight length and layovers, but that it's worth it. So another person that is not a huge fan of the flying, but that it is worth it once you do get there. I agree. The lengths of flights are quite ridiculous. But I heard of... There was a stand-up comedian from not a long time ago, but within the last 10 years, I can't remember who it was, but he's always made me put it into perspective every time I think about flying. Like, you're able to get from one side of the country to the other side in about 5 hours. You know, think about that when you were like in the 1800s, you know, 1700s, they had to like take horseback and they'd probably die if they tried to get halfway through the country doing that. And we're complaining about being stuck in an airplane for 5 hours, 6 hours. It's very true. It's always made me feel a little bit better. But then I quickly remember how much pain I'm in and wish that I was on a horse and able to stretch. So I agree, though. Flight lengths and layovers, they can suck. I'm hoping our layover in Philadelphia is quick. It's only supposed to be a couple hours, so hopefully we make it at all. So thank you. Thank you, Pamela. Next is Marilee Johnson. She says, I love it all. No complaints here. I hope you guys have a great adventure. Oh, we will. And I'm glad that you love it all. When I was a kid, I loved it all. I had dreams about flying. It was like Christmas. I know I talk about Christmas all the time, but it really was. It was like I was excited. And even if I had no, like, we didn't have plans to fly anywhere for years. Like, if we didn't even know the next time we were going to fly, I still had dreams about it because it was so fun. But now, I mean, I don't want to say like we fly all the time, but we definitely fly more now. It's kind of more of a pain. When I was a kid, I was much shorter. So I was able to enjoy my leg room and all that fun stuff. So, but I'm glad you love it all, Marilee. I appreciate you chiming in. Thank you very much. Next, we've got Brianna Don. Metro employees have no patience for your questions. Do not bring questions, she says. Oh, boy. I didn't know what Metro employees were. I actually Googled it. I couldn't figure it out. I'm assuming that those are the people that work at the airport. I asked her, are Metro employees the people that work at the airport? Because if so, I agree. And then I said, I also hope you aren't a Metro employee, for I just asked you a question. And now, if that's the case, she's going to hate me or be mean. So yeah, I don't know. If you work, if you're a Metro worker, defend yourself. Get on this thread or email me or get on Facebook. And my name's Jeremy Sturdivant. Look me up. Or look at the Let's Make Fun page on Facebook or Twitter or the Instagram. Let me know. Let me know why you're such a mean person if you're a Metro worker. So, sorry I didn't have any other answers for you, Brianna. Or Brie, if you will. But thank you. Thank you so much. Next, we've got Aaron Medina. Aaron is a superstar. He's the guitarist of Romance and Rebellion. So go check them out because he, you know, he's a real person. And he chimes in and says, jet lag isn't awesome, nor is customs. Train systems are great because we don't have good ones in America. But because we don't have good ones in America, it can be confusing AF. And they're all used to it. I'm not. Regional versus local and how they make different stops. I missed my stop from Milan to Florence and ended up in Rome at 1 a.m. because I never heard my stop being announced. Yay, he says. Also missed one from Rome to Siena because they had like 45 bays and the signs weren't super understandable. Plus, I was running late. My God. That is a lot of crap. Sounds like Rome is a place to avoid. we're actually taking a stop to Italy in our ventures this upcoming week. And we're taking trains. Oh, God. I just put that all together. I sure hope our guide is the one that tells us, like, okay, guys, get up now. We're leaving. Because that sounds terrifying. But, yeah, I don't know. Customs, we went through customs in New Zealand coming back. We got some mud in Rotorua. I forget exactly what it is. But one of those two pronunciations is in New Zealand. And they're known for, like, the mud, the hot springs that they have throughout their city. They have them, they heat up their houses and they have like a natural just hot springs throughout the city, and they sell mud, and we bought some mud. We were going to give some mud to my sister-in-law Mariah for a present, and they took it out and they threw it away right in front of us, and we were so over it at that point. Like, we just wanted to go home. We were just like, whatever, who cares, okay? There's nothing we can do about it. And the guy was just like super like, I'm sorry, don't know for that. Is there anything else we can do for you? And we're like, just let us, please, God, for the love of God, just let us go. So that did suck, but it was kind of quick. But now, yeah, you definitely have scared me about the train systems. I'm hoping our guide will tell us exactly what to do at every point, because it would suck to get stuck out there. I mean, it would be nice to get stuck out there, but because everything's on a set schedule, it would really suck to get stuck and not know what the hell to do after that. So thanks for the terrifying thoughts there, Aaron. I appreciate it. And then last but not least, we've got Ryan Arterell. He said, where in Switzerland are you headed? And I told him, and I'll tell you, we're flying to Zurich and then taking a train to most of the major cities: Lucerne, Interlaken, Lausanne, Montreux, Zermatt, St. Moritz. Like I said, then a quick trip to Toronto, Italy, and then back to Zurich. So we'll be in Zurich for a few nights at the end too, so that'll be cool. And so then I asked him as well, had he ever been there before, and he said, his wife's sister lives in Zurich. We actually visited her this past June to check out Frau Gerald's Garten. God damn you. Make me read that damn words that I don't understand. Check out Frau Gerald's Garten in Zurich. And I would recommend taking a bus or ferry to Witznau when you're in Lucerne. Enjoy. Switzerland is incredible. I'm hoping we'll have enough time. Like I said, everything's like kind of on a set schedule. I think there are some days. I don't know if Lucerne is one of the days where we have like a day of leisure, or if we'll be there for a couple of days. There are a couple of places that will be at a city for a couple of days. I just don't know if that's one of them. But that sounds pretty sweet. A bus or a ferry to Witznau. And then Frau Geraldsgarten. Again, we'll be in Zurich a bit, so maybe we'll be able to check that out. I will definitely try my best to get us there. So thank you for the pointers, Ryan. I appreciate it. And thank you to everybody that chimed in. Hopefully you're able to get to Switzerland. I'll let you know how it went. Obviously, it'll be in the Jeremy's last week in the next episode, and we'll discuss all about what was good, what was bad, all that fun stuff. Hopefully it'll all be good. It would suck to go to another country and come back and complain. You know, so hopefully that doesn't happen. But thank you again to everybody that did chime in. I really do appreciate it. I will keep putting up every single topic that we have each week, and hopefully I can get everybody to chime in as much as you can. I will take one more quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to some sort of list about traveling abroad. It's going to be great when the Let's Make Fun podcast returns. The Not Normal Network have class.
Oh my god, somebody just came to the door and told me they're opening a brewery across the street. Like, hell yeah.
Dignity. I mean, yeah, if you're gonna like smell like absolute crap, like you actually pooped on your pants and like put them on.
And style.
It's a way to help them improve themselves if they want to, but it's not forcing them into giving up cocaine if they use it to relax after a long day.
No. Cocaine does not help you. Yeah, does not help you relax.
Listen to Beer for Breakfast, Let's Make Fun, and 4th and 20. All shows you can only find here on the Not Normal Network. Charmed, I'm sure.
If you thought I wasn't going to play the new Romance and Rebellion after Aaron commented on the episode, then you're dumber than you look, boy. Or girl. Yeah, that is Romance and Rebellion. That's their new club banger, Talk Me Down. It's on Spotify. It's on Google. Go check them out. And here's the sweet beat right here. Check it out. That out a little bit better than I did, but I didn't. I'm not a club DJ, okay? Plus, I'm doing all of this on a laptop with a weird mouse that I have to use with my thumb. It's kind of hard to make everything perfect, let alone all my jokes and timing of those perfect. It's not going to happen. But no, check them out. That is Romance and Rebellion. The song's called Talk Me Down. Just Google it if you don't have Spotify, or you listen to music on a different platform, whatever works best for you, go check them out because they're awesome. Obviously, they're awesome guys. They're listening to this show and chiming in on this show. And what more can you ask for in a rock star, right? Am I right? So, yes, thank you so much for sticking around. I told you we were going to have a list of some sort, and I decided I wasn't going to go ahead and just read off some boring-ass list that somebody came up with about tips on what to do for travel. You have to figure out what you want to do for travel. Also, just go look up a list. If you really need a travel list, go look it up. It's not that hard. Really, all it really comes down to is don't forget your passports. If you're going to some crazy-ass island or some weird-ass country like Africa, how weird. What a weird island. Go get shots that you need. And pack lightly, I guess. I don't know. Or do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. I really don't. I'm going to make fun of you if I see you in one of those countries and you're carrying like five bags because you think you need all that stuff. But do whatever you want. So what I did was came up with a list of movies. That's right, movies that have to do with traveling. Now, it could be traveling in car, airplane, anything like that. And it's not a list of like 10 is the best and number one is the, I don't know why 10 would be the best. Number 10 is the worst, one is the best, anything like that. I don't even know how many movies I picked. I just typed in movies about travel and I picked movies that I like. And when I did that, my God, there are a lot of movies about travel or allegedly about travel. Like there were some, I can't think of some of them right now. Zombieland was one of them. I guess they travel. They're kind of driving across country a little bit, trying to kill zombies and stuff, but that's not really the like main thing about that movie. So I made movies about, or I made all these movies. I'm a billionaire. No, I picked movies that are about travel, and I'll kind of just go over some stuff that happens in each one, and that'll be it. Hopefully you like this list. Hopefully you have movies that you'd like to add, and if you do, send them on Facebook. But the first movie that I wanted to bring up was a movie that, when I was a kid, we had this movie on VHS. A lot of movies that we had on VHS were like recorded. Like, it was like a blank tape that had like five different titles on it on the side, just written. But this one, I distinctly remember. I don't know why, but we owned this movie. And it's a really good movie, I think. I mean, I was pretty young when I watched this a lot, and I only made it through a little bit of it every time, because I feel like it was very long as a kid. Turns out it's only 2 hours. But this movie's called Alive. The description of this is, a Uruguayan rugby team stranded in the snow-swept Andes are forced to use desperate measures to survive after a plane crash. So this movie is one of the first time, and I'm not giving anything away, this movie was known for this, but it was the first movie I ever watched where cannibalism was a thing. And they made it look pretty good. Like, they started carving out, I can't remember if it was, they were carving out ass cheek or if it was leg cheek, but it was like frozen meat and it looked good. I mean, it might have just been beef jerky and maybe that's why it looked so good. From what I remember, it looked appetizing. Made me kind of want to eat a person after it was frozen. Like, I don't want to eat a freshly dead person. Like it's been, in Colorado, it's been like 100 degrees recently. I don't want one of those. I want a frozen person, and I'll have to be starving. But the way they made it look, I might not even have to be starving. I might have just eaten Asian food and been like, man, I'm hungry again all of a sudden. I'll eat some ass. It seemed good. But yeah, it's a good movie. If you haven't seen it, go find it. It might be on like Netflix, or I doubt it's on Netflix. Netflix doesn't have anything. Unless you're a TV show nobody's heard of, or Stranger Things. Netflix doesn't have much anymore. Next, we've got Castaway. Kind of a same type of similar one. That's why I kind of put them next to each other. Another movie. This one's much more famous. Tom Hanks. I mean, oh, and I forgot to say, Ethan Hawke was in Castaway. Or in Alive, apparently. I don't remember that at all. Came out in 93. feel like Ethan Hawke was probably like 12 in that movie. So I don't know. I don't remember him in that, but I do remember ass eating. That's all I remember. It was a good movie, though. Next is Castaway with Tom Hanks. If you haven't seen this movie, like Kelsey hadn't until about 4 years ago, and I went and bought it on DVD for like $2. Go watch it. What the hell? What is wrong with you? This movie's amazing. It's another long one. This one's actually almost 2.5 hours, but because I saw it as an adult, kind of, I was, 15 when it came out, and it was amazing the entire time, it didn't feel as long. But Castaway, that's a pretty good travel movie. He flies, they're flying, they crash, just like Alive. They're both the same type of travel movie. Next, we've got Safety Not Guaranteed. So this is a movie that is kind of a weird one. If you haven't heard of this movie or seen it or anything like that, it stars Aubrey Plaza. It also has Mark Duplass, I can't remember. He's like the main character from The League, the fantasy football TV show on FX. But this movie's called Safety Not Guaranteed. This movie is, it says, three magazine employees head out to an assignment to interview a guy who placed a classified advertisement seeking a companion for time travel. And this movie was freaking amazing. This was at the time, so when this came out, 2012 this came out, kind of in the middle of when Parks and Rec was out, and I hadn't already like become super annoyed by Aubrey Plaza and the way she looks at the camera every single time, every single frame she's in the show Parks and Rec. She's attractive. I mean, she is attractive. She's always been attractive. I mean, she's really skinny now, I think, but back then she was pretty attractive to me. But she was annoying. Like, she is annoying now. She wasn't annoying then. But this in this movie, she was kind of the same type of character, but she wasn't allowed to stare at the camera like it was funny. So it made it a lot better. But this movie is amazing. You should go check it out if you haven't seen it. Safety Not Guaranteed. Not sure. I'm sure it's on Amazon, but it's probably one of those ones where you have to buy it or rent it for $5. Another one that's kind of in the realm of the same type of thing, time travel, is called Looper. This is a little bit more widely known. This one had Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Emily Blunt. This says in 2074, when the mob wants to get rid of someone, the target is sent into the past, where a hired gun awaits someone like Joe, who one day learns the mob wants to close the loop by I keep telling you I'm going to learn how to read and I don't, so I'm sorry. I'll just start over. In 2074, when the mob wants to get rid of someone, the target is sent into the past, where a hired gun awaits someone like Joe, who one day learns the mob wants to close the loop by sending back Joe's future self for assassination. See? That's why it was hard to read, because the movie's really confusing. But it was really good. So go see it if you haven't already. It's been out for 7 years now. But it's a really good movie. We really liked this movie. So you should go check it out if you haven't. It's called Looper. Next is another one. Not really time travel-y. This one's more just kind of a weird movie. It's called Source Code from 2011. This one has Jake Gyllenhaal and Michelle Monaghan. Oh, and Vera Farmiga. She's also attractive. I guess everybody there was attractive. All three of those people are attractive. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the movie. A soldier wakes up in someone else's body and discovers he's part of an experimental government program to find the bomber of a commuter train. A mission he has only 8 minutes to complete. Now, it doesn't sound like, you know, it kind of sounds weird, and it doesn't sound like it's probably that exciting. Check this movie out. It's quite good. It's just one of those ones where it's like you don't really have to think about it. It's like, I hate movies that you have to think about too much, which you'll see in the honorable mention here shortly. But no, this one is just a very good movie. You think it might be confusing like halfway through it, but it's badass. Just go check it out. Next, we have a classic from the early 2000s as well. And I was going to say if you're a guy, then you really loved this, but I think everybody loved this movie. It's called Road Trip. And it's got a bunch of people in it. A lot of the people are kind of just like, oh, yeah, that guy from Road Trip. But for the most part, it's got some famous people. Sean William Scott. Then you've got Amy Smart, who was kind of famous there in the 2000s. Tom Green, another famous guy from the 2000s. I guess there's mostly people that were famous in the 2000s. I'd say Sean William Scott was probably the most famous. He was Stifler from American Pie. But Brecken Meyer was like the main character guy. And I never really understood him. Like, I understand him fine. He spoke perfect English. But I meant, like, was he attractive? I'm pretty sure Kelsey said he was attractive. But I never got it. He was kind of annoying. And he was in a lot of stuff back then. I think he was in some other stuff, too. I think he was in, like, Suits or some. He was in a lawyer show that had Zach from Saved by the Bell as well. Anyway, that guy was kind of annoying. DJ Qualls was also in that. Another guy only famous for a couple of years. He was the really skinny, kind of nerdy guy from Road Trip. And then there was that other guy that was like the pothead who is now in some other TV show. I don't know. Not the greatest ensemble, but a great movie. If you don't know about this one, it says four college buddies embark on a road trip to retrieve an illicit tape mistakenly mailed to a female friend. That's pretty much all you have to know about that movie. And then a bunch of shenanigans happen where, you know, they kind of stumble across on their trip through the country. It's just a funny movie, which leads to its kind of sequel. And movie that kind of had to be on this list because of what this entire episode is about, Euro Trip. Came out 4 years later in 2004. Dumped by his girlfriend, a high school grad decides to embark on an overseas adventure in Europe with his friends. And this movie had a lot less famous people in it. Some of them look familiar. I tried looking up to see what they were in. And for the most part, I think they're all just in Euro Trip, other than Michelle Trachtenberg. She was like the main, like, you know, she's like the sister, but then she like unbuttoned the top button of her shirt and you could see her boobs kind of. So she was hot. I don't know. I never really got her either as far as attractiveness. But it was the first movie that made me find out what, oh my God, absinthe is. Absinthe is a like super bright green drink that's supposed to be like hypnotic if you drink it. I've had it once and I gotta tell you, I was already so drunk by the time I had this quote unquote absinthe that I don't really think it, I mean, I couldn't tell what it did. I was already so drunk, but it was from like this random bar down off of I-25 and Iliff. If you know Denver at all, it's called the Dirty Duck. And they just had it at the top, on the top shelf. It was just a green liquid. I was like, we were like, oh, it's that absinthe. Oh, cool. Let's take a shot. I don't think it was like the actual absinthe. I don't think it's legal here. But it introduced me to it. And I had been ever chasing the absinthe dream of, well, I guess back then I really wanted to try it because I wanted to get wasted all the time. Now, I like to get drunk if I'm about to be on a plane for 8 hours, but that's about it. I like to get drunk every once in a while too, but then I remember how horrible you feel the next day. So then I no longer want to ever get drunk. So that's the list of the movies that I've seen and liked. And this is now the list of honorable mention. And it's only two movies. And there are reasons I picked these two movies. You'll understand the second movie why I picked it. But the first movie is because of Kelsey. It's like her favorite movie of all time, pretty much. She kind of goes back and forth on movies of which one she thinks is her favorite. A lot of times she says that Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is her favorite, but then she kind of says this movie is her favorite, and it's called The Fountain. It's a Darren Aronofsky directed movie. It stars Hugh Jackman, Rachel Weisz, and so what it says in the description is, as a modern day scientist, Tommy is struggling with morality, desperately searching for the medical breakthrough that will save the life of his cancer stricken wife, Izzy. And it's one of the most boring movies I've ever seen in my life. My friend Nick also liked this movie. I remember, I think we borrowed it. For some reason, I remember having it in our house. Like, he lived above us in an apartment building. And we had, I'm pretty sure we had it at our house just sitting there for the longest time and never watched it. And then finally I watched it with Kelsey. And it makes no sense whatsoever. This is the one where I was like, it doesn't, like, I was talking about source code and how you don't really have to think too much about it. You have to think constantly with this movie. It doesn't make any sense. Oh my God, it's so dumb. But it's kind of like about time travel and stuff too. That's kind of why I picked this movie for this list. But it is one of Kelsey's favorite movies, so I'll stop trashing it too much. But I don't know. I like Darren Aronofsky. He's made some really good movies. The Wrestler is really good. I really liked the new movie Mother. Mother! Exclamation point, with Jennifer Lawrence. That movie was freaking sweet once you realize what's happening. But this one, ugh. Gross. It was not a good movie to me. Got 7.2 on IMDb, so I guess it's got to be somewhat good. And last but not least, for the movies about traveling, how could there be a movie about travel? How could there be a list about movies with travel in them if I didn't say The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants? Yes, a movie I've never seen, but it's the first thing I thought of when I thought about traveling movies. This says, four best girlfriends hatch a plan to stay connected with one another as their lives start off in different directions. They pass around a pair of secondhand jeans that fits each of their bodies perfectly. Snooze Fest 99. Or should I say Snooze Fest 2005. That's when that movie came out. And it got 6.5 on IMDb. That's why I don't believe a GD thing about any movie reviews, any sort of movie review sites or anything. Again, I haven't seen this movie, but I bet it's not a 6.5. It's also not directed towards me. I know that. I'm sure of it. But it looks god-awful. There's no way in hell it got 6.5 or should get 6.5. Just like Rotten Tomatoes, I don't believe a damn thing anything Rotten Tomatoes has to say, because every movie that's ever been on 100 or 98 or above that I can remember have been trash. And it's not even because they're overrated. It's just because people don't have their own mind. They only review and rate things that they see other people rate, and they feel like they're going to be stupid if they go any lower. So I don't believe any of that shit. I can't stand it. Hopefully you just go watch movies like I do and either like them or don't. It's not that hard. I really don't understand how movie reviewers have stayed in the business. Kelsey was really obsessed and still loves Roger Ebert. He gives really good reviews, like in writing, and it really makes you think about stuff. So it's a lot different than just giving a rating to a movie. I don't get it. Most of these movies don't get what they deserve. And, again, I haven't seen The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, but it's just one movie that I'll stop saying this one shouldn't get a 6.5 because I haven't seen it. But the fact of the matter is, there are so many movies out there that don't at all live up to what the ratings are, and I don't understand how that's the case. So hopefully at some point we'll be able to start the NPMR show, which is the non-pretentious movie review show, and get some actual good reviews on movies when we're not going to use gigantic stupid words to bore you and make you feel like you're an idiot because you didn't say that that movie was full of despair and sorrow and just stupid ways of describing a movie. So Anyway, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. That is the show. We're going to be off to Switzerland here shortly. So thank you to everybody that did chime in on the episode. If anybody ever wants to chime in, go ahead and look for the Let's Make Fun page on Facebook, or my page on Facebook, Jeremy Sturdifant on Facebook, J-E-R-A-M-I-E, and then Sturdifant, just try to spell it. I'm sure it'll come up, and I'll put each week's episode's topic so you can chime in and have your name read live on the world's best podcast. So that just sounds amazing. So I don't know why you haven't done it if you haven't, but thank you to everybody that has. Thank you to Romance and Rebellion and As Fire Falls for today's music. And as always, whatever time of day it is, have a great rest of your day.